An art residency program that places professional artists in classrooms wrapped up its second year of implementation in Northern West Virginia. One school, John Marshall High School, had an in-school reception to celebrate completion of an art installation. Ms. G. Students here at John Marshall High School dressed up for the reception. They met with teachers and community members in a ground-level hallway with floor-to-ceiling windows that look out onto a grassy plot of ground behind the school. That's where their art installation is planted. Faith Ward walked outside through the exhibit.
It is a visual expression of passage through life. And by passage, I mean like phases in life, like birth, life, and death.
Ward is one of four juniors who worked over the last school year to imagine and create this installation. The project was inspired by the Adena people, who built the six-story tall burial mound that gives nearby Moundsville its name. Wooden stakes wrapped in colored cloth are sticking up out of the grass, arranged in three circular clusters, one representing birth, another life, and a third, death and rebirth, as Asher Goddard, another student involved in the project, describes.
Well, what I'm looking at right now is the life piece, and there are different size sticks that range from 5 feet to 2 feet. There are different colors on each of the sticks, from yellow to orange to dark colors. We have them ranged in a very non-rhythmatic pattern. It's kind of messy and just like life is.
The death and rebirth cluster actually has a flower planted in the earth at its center, a freshly bloomed red and white carnation. The students call the exhibit Passage, but their mentor and professional guide, Michael McCowan, says it could have been called Process.
Every time we had a challenge, someone came up with an idea of how we could face that challenge or what we could do. And towards the end of the project, the last couple weeks, they made all the choices, they made all the decisions, they did all that work. They went from a point where they weren't necessarily looking to get involved in something to taking ownership of something that they created from scratch that had all of their heart and their soul in it.
Students like Goddard had no reservations talking about how difficult they found the class.
It was an interesting experience. We did get frustrated a few times when things didn't work out our way, to the point where we almost wanted to quit, but again, like Faith said, life is about challenges. This whole project was a challenge all up until the day we finished it, and it was just really nice to finally overcome it and see what we created.
This is the second year McCowan has participated as an artist in residence. He says creating the installation with students at John Marshall was an emotional roller coaster that culminated periodically on days when students would sit in a circle with him, tediously building each cloth-covered stake, sharing stories about their lives.
Even though it's great if they pick up some kind of skills or they're able to learn how to fabricate something, they just wanted someone to listen and someone to hear who they were, hear their story. Like, they're working jobs, they're taking care of their other family members. They're bearing a much heavier burden than I ever did in high school.
The Rural Arts Collaborative Residency Program began 7 years ago in southwestern Pennsylvania. This is the second year schools in the Upper Ohio Valley have participated. Residencies here are funded through the Ogilvie Institute in Wheeling. Danielle McCracken is the president of the institute. She says her organization became interested in supporting the program because it enhances arts curriculum in schools, and also because the program has impacted cognitive and social development and academic performance in schools in Pennsylvania.
Once they're engaged in the classroom with the arts, they realize that it's such an important learning tool. Mm-hmm. It's beyond the final product, but it's about the process. Mm-hmm. It's about connections. It's about challenges and thinking creatively to solve problems, which I think is really important to all of us, but certainly for kids to be creative problem solvers and yeah. to be able to communicate and collaborate, and really that is at the heart of this Rural Arts Collaborative program.
The Rural Arts Collaborative is funded by the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation and has received additional funding from Chevron, the Community Foundation of Fayette County, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, and EQT. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Glendale, West Virginia.